a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Current rating guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AC loans. Contact the credit union for details.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Monday through Friday at Krieger's and Ball.
Home of the best burger and the Cajun chicken pasta.
There are great food and drink specials and 30 TVs to watch the game on.
Game on
at Krieger's and Baldwin.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Holly, you have to join in when we say FM. You just said that.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. I heard her. I heard her. She's in there.
And we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of
very scrumptious looking sausage.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Holly.
That was Holly?
Yeah.
In his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 25th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. I wonder what their, I wonder if Holly would know what their website is.
Mark and Jason.
I'm sorry, speak up.
MarkandJason.com.
All right, yeah. One more trip to the rewards room after the show is over. Yet another reward coming your way. That's right, MarkandJason.com. You'll hear it again in a minute, and then I'll take a moment to tell you what they do and how well they do it and why you might want to give them a call. But first, this.
Hey!
Now, are you able to start that over?
Because yeah.
I did not hear a female hey. Now, she may have done it, but she's a little shy on the microphone. Let's try this again.
Hey!
No, too late. No.
Oh, man.
See, part of this job is timing.
I'm going to let her do it
We're
by herself.
We're masters. Yes, now you have to do it by yourself. Okay, here we go.
Hey!
All right, that was very, very good. Very good. Let's do a round of introductions. The control board is run by none other than Neon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k or other retirement plan.
Or other retirement plan.
Now
I'm nervous because Holly's in here. She's good looking.
Yes. Now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
I heard her. She was in on that one. Speaking of the chicks, as we go around the room, clockwise to my right, Holly Meyer. She's just in for the day, and then later for a trip to the rewards room with me because she did a couple of things right today, like, telling a joke that she didn't think she could tell. Holly, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
There she is. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy is not even speaking. His feelings are hurt.
Why?
Well, because earlier when I asked her, I asked her, who said what, Red Boy?
Cheese.
That's right. I said, who says cheese? And she said, Dan.
Oh, man.
That was one of the black marks you got.
His one word he didn't even get credit for.
Man, you're going to have to apologize to him personally.
I will.
You like polka music?
It's not my favorite, but I like this one.
Oh, my goodness.
<It's> Well, I'll tell you whose feelings are hurt right now. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Wow. Did they not appreciate that?
Did a great job.
It's not my favorite.
She's honest.
You know what? We like honesty. That's a third trip to the rewards room. Being honest, you got all kinds of rewards coming your way. Mark Reed and Jason Becker. Do you have any money saved or put away or any kind of retirement thing like that? Do you? Do you have
401k?
Somebody 401k? Do you have anybody handling that for you?
No, just my husband and I.
Your husband's not smart enough to do that. I don't even know him, and I know he's not smart enough to. What does he do for a living?
He owns a commercial painting company.
He's in the painting business, and you put him in charge of your life savings?
I know.
That's a mistake. That's a mistake. By the way, if I'm not here tomorrow, her husband keeps me to crap out in the parking lot.
He puts you in a big old vat of paint.
I don't mean to put this guy down. He's probably a great painter. I'm sure he's really good at painting, but that's not the financial.
Well, he probably has people that,
Does he have people who handle it for him? You don't know, do you? Your husband keeps your family money secret from you, doesn't he? No, he is hiding the assets from... This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. If you were mine, you'd know everything. In fact, I'd just give you all the money if you were my wife.
And I would probably
spend it. Or my girlfriend. Well, you probably would, but I got somebody doing that already.
I got one of those.
Yeah. Mark Green and Jason Becker, there was Stifel Nicolaus. And, you can get your financial advice from, a painter. Or you can get it from a couple of guys who, it's what they do. It's what they study every day. And unless you have the time to do it the way they do it, you might want to ask them what they think. Get their advice. It's as easy as going to this website, markandjason.com. You make an appointment. You meet with them. You tell them you need $25,000 or more, and tell them what you have and where it is and what you're doing with it. And if you already have a financial advisor, so what? Get a second opinion. And if you're doing something right with it, they'll tell you what you're doing is right. Or they'll say, here's what we think would be a better idea. MarkandJason.com. The joke will be brought to you by North American Solar. We got a lot of business today. What happened, and I've asked this before, and every summer, I have to ask it again because I haven't gotten an answer yet. What happened to all the lightning bugs? When I was a kid, lightning bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
You just walk out and grab them.
Make rings out of them?
Rings, and put them on your buttons. We used to make lightning bug light juice buttons because it is kind of a goo.
Yes.
And we never really realized how cruel that probably was because then they'd fly off and bang into something because they didn't have any light.
Right. Well, you're essentially ripping off the bottom half of their body.
Yeah, you're ripping off their butts.
Taking their butts off, they can't see anything.
Yeah.
You think that's funny? You hate are you cruel to animals? You hate animals? Well, you laughed at that. Ripping their butts off and you laughed. That's sick. It's the sickest thing I've ever heard. I like you. And what happened to all the rabbits? A rabbit ran in front of me today, and it made me realize that's the first rabbit that's run out in front of me in 2 or 3 years.
Really?
Now, rabbits used to be everywhere. Thick.
Yeah.
They're dying off. I don't know what's going on with that either. Last night, Which news, which station do you watch for news at night?
Channel 5.
I'm a 4 person. That's okay. You have a right to watch whatever
okay,
you like.
Thanks.
So this they're doing a story on flashing your headlights to warn people about speed traps. I've done it. I appreciate it when other people do it. And the point they're making was they're really having a hard time enforcing that, and you really can't charge people or ticket them. But they had a reporter, please stop doing this, TV. They had a reporter at Channel 4. When they went to him for the story, he's sitting in a car, and they're shooting through the windshield, and he's showing you how these flashing.
Really? Yeah.
Like, we don't know what that looks like. If you just said flashing your lights to warn about radar, we get it. You don't have to sit in a car and flash your lights. I'm just trying to help. Trying to help. I like Channel 4. I'm trying to help them. Now, this morning, do you listen to our morning show, that guy in the morning? McGraw Brennan, do you listen to him?
McGraw Brennan,
you do. This morning, he's talking about how you should make sure you pick up your pet waste and poop and stuff because, and it was something about that it rains and then the poop seeps into the soil and it gets into the water or the something.
I thought that was good for the soil
fertilizer.
And stuff.
Yeah, you know what? Who comes up with this stuff? And by the way. It's not going to make any difference anyway. How about all the millions of reindeer droppings? Not reindeer, but deer. And the millions of opossums, and raccoons and bird doo-doo.
What about all that stuff?
I'm not too concerned about that. I don't know that anybody really is. We are going to Cabo San Lucas February 15th with a bunch of listeners. Now, here's the deal. On our website, and Julie will be in tomorrow. She's probably gone or getting close to leaving now. I said this earlier, there's going to be a 2-week window, and we're going to fill these rooms, or we're not doing this, and there are only 35 rooms, each room 2 people, that's 70 people. The price for this trip this year to this incredible resort in Cabo San Lucas is almost $500 per person less than last year's trip. And Julie said to me, she said, you need to be thinking about an alternate. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, what if your wife, God forbid, got sick right before the trip?
Right.
The listeners expect you to be with a companion.
Yeah. Hmm.
I turn now live with no advance warning, and I ask Holly, would you be willing to be the alternate and go to the Caribbean, Cabo San Lucas, with me, should my wife, and heaven forbid that she gets sick.
Tragically, brake lines get snipped.
Wow.
I wasn't going to go that far. I'm talking about maybe some
she gets the flu
maybe,
or something.
Maybe, yeah, she's doing a protein shake and it got antifreeze spilled in.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Got sick. Man. Would you be willing to go to Cabo San Lucas with me?
I would love to go to Cabo San Lucas.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
It's 2 weeks?
It's 1 week. Okay. Yeah, it's a week. February 15th through the 22nd. Folks, if you know you can go, out of those 35 rooms, we already know 15 are gone. And we haven't even announced where we're going yet, but we've got some listeners that go wherever you go, whenever we're in.
Yeah.
So that leaves about
the long-timers.
That leaves about 20 rooms. And we got 2 weeks to get this done, so you might want to get a hold of Julie. All the information is on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Cabo San Lucas, what a place. February 15th to the 22nd. I hope you can go, and I realize everybody can't, but those of you who know you can, get on it. Speaking of that, there's a Thomas Cook, which is a world-famous travel agency. They did a survey, and they send out questionnaires to people that go on these trips and say, how'd you like it? How was everything? And, you know, comments. These are some of the, honest to goodness, these are real comments from people who were on vacation, and this is what they said about the vacation. And by the way, Holly, when's the last time you took a vacation?
I went to Vegas last month.
Okay, for how long?
3 days.
And then that's the last vacation you took. Before that, when did you take a vacation?
A year or two.
A year or two?
So foggy, she can't even.
This husband.
Places.
This husband.
So foggy.
That's it. That's what he has for you in the way of vacation. 3 days in Vegas. And you can't even remember if it was 2 years ago. Well, 5 years ago. That's sad. Just telling you. I'm looking at you. I'm going, she deserves to be on vacation every month. At least 4 weeks out of the year, you deserve to be on vacation. Here's some of the comments. Somebody wrote about a beach vacation. The beach was too sandy.
I hate that.
Wow.
This either is written, oh, okay, it's written by a woman. Topless sunbathing on the beach should be banned. Our holiday was ruined because my husband spent all day looking at other women. I couldn't agree more. Here's a comment. We bought Ray-Ban sunglasses for about $7 from a street trader, only to find out later they were fake.
What?
That's a shocker.
Oh.
No one told us there'd be fish in the sea. Our children were scared.
No one told them there would be fish.
What
in
do they
the
think's
sea?
In the ocean? Didn't if they, you go they, out in the on the beach into
they didn't
the water.
Go to school.
Here's a comment that says it took us 9 hours to fly home from Jamaica to England, and it only took the Americans 3 hours to get home.
Oh.
Oh, they're mad. Wow. Probably blonde, no offense. Are you, you're not really blonde, are you?
Yes.
I mean natural blonde?
Yes.
Really? All right. Prove it. My fiance and I booked a twin bedroom, but we replaced in a double bedroom. We now hold you responsible for the fact that I find myself pregnant. This would not have happened if you put us in the room we booked.
Oh.
Oh.
I can see that.
Yeah.
They asked for twin beds.
Quarters.
Yeah. Forced to be in the same bed. What are you going to do? You
know. Oh, man.
And they asked for twins. This comment. I compared the size of our one-bedroom apartment to our friend's three-bedroom apartment, and ours was significantly smaller.
Oh.
These are blonde comments. These have to be blondes.
Hey, now.
The brochure stated no hairdressers at this accommodation. We are trained hairdressers. We are staying there.
Stop it.
No hairdressers allowed. We found the sand was not like the sand in the brochure. Your brochure shows the sand as yellow. This sand was white.
And they're complaining?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best sand.
We had no... We had to be outside with no air conditioning. I guess they thought that out on the patio it should
there
be air
should
conditioning.
Be air.
Or the outside dining, there should be air conditioning. You don't hear those comments from our listeners that go with us. They're happy to be there. Dear Prudence. Now, this is one of those Dear Abby type things, except this is Dear Prudence. And I've seen her column. I'm a new mother of a lovely four-month-old baby girl. My husband has been curious about my lactation, and I allowed him to taste some of my breast milk from a bottle that I pumped. Now
a bottle?
Now he wants more. He thinks this sweet, fatty milk product would be perfect for creamy mushroom pasta sauce. This disgusts me. Turning breast milk into food for adults feels like making margaritas from my sweat. My husband argues that since we have plenty of it and it wouldn't hurt the baby, I should just let him try it out and get over my repulsion. Am I being unreasonable? Holly, what do you think? You think a husband who wants to take his wife's breast milk and make mushroom pasta sauce, you think that's disgusting?
It's very disgusting.
Okay.
Honey, come over. Can you hang over the stove here for a second?
Well, that's what Prudence says. She said, your husband sounds insane. So
yeah.
So you're right in line with Prudence.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
With Prudence.
With Prudence.
Let me get the ladies in here. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
How you holding up? You look more comfortable now.
I'm feeling better.
Okay, let me feel you. Hang on. Let me feel you. Hold on. Yep. You feel good. We've done this joke before.
We need a joke sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We do. North American Solar. Thank you. That's our joke sponsor. Girls, you may have to come in again. Okay. Do you know what solar panels are, Holly? You're blonde, but do you know what solar panels are?
Yes.
What are they?
There are panels on your house that create the thing to heat and cool your house.
And what are they powered by?
The sun.
She's a genius. She's like a blonde genius. That's right. North American Solar can put those panels on your house and save you a whole lot of money. Now, they're not free. The sun's free. Solar panels cost money. Here's the good news. You don't pay but about a fourth of the cost of the solar panels because there's a big tax credit. There's a rebate. Ameren gives you money. The feds give you money. And you end up paying a fraction of the cost of the solar panels. And then you have added to the value of your house. The average home increases in value $40,000. And then, but wait, there's more. And that's your electric bill, which goes to about a fourth, a third, depending on usage, of what it was before. And it will always be a fraction of what it was. And the rates will increase again and again and again. But the sun will still be free. If it sounds good, if it sounds like a smart thing to do, you contact North American Solar. And the way you do that is you go to North-AmericanSolar.com. Repeat that, Holly.
North-AmericanSolar.com.
Now, see, that was a test as to whether or not she's paying attention.
Attention.
And she is paying attention. Another trip to the rewards room.
Wow.
North-AmericanSolar.com. Come in here again, ladies, if you would.
Ooh, that's nice.
I had a request, an email request for this. I think it's been long enough. We'll tell it again. This guy goes to the doctor because he's got a bump on his forehead. It's like a zit, but it's not really a zit. It's not red. And he's worried, you know, maybe it's like a tumor or something. So he goes in, and the doctor looks at it, and the doctor stares at it. He takes a magnification thing, and he goes, wait right here. Now there's concern, because when the doctor says, wait here, and he goes out, and he brings another couple of doctors in with him, and they look it over, and they can have a conference. And after a while, the doctor comes in and says, come to my office and sit down. He sits down. He says, that bump on your forehead, you are growing a penis out of your forehead. And the guy says, what? He says, I don't even know. There's one other case in history where this ever happened. But he says the good news is, I mean, the guy lived to be 93, but he had a penis growing out of his forehead. And the guy says, Doc, I can't have that. I mean, can't you cut it off? Or, oh, he says, no. He says that. You'd probably die. It'd be brain damage just because of the way it grows. We can't do that. It just has to grow, and eventually it'll be complete, and you'll have a penis coming out of your forehead. And the guy says, "Well, I can't believe this." He said, "I can't believe that for the rest of my life I have to look up and see a penis coming out of my forehead." The doctor says, "You won't see it." He says, "Why?" He says, because your testicles will be hanging down in front of your eyes.
Let's see how traffic's moving along right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
I'm just thinking about how tired Holly's going to be after the trip to the reward room, man.
Yeah, she's got a few trips to make in there.
Well,
that's what she gets for being good.
She's going to go home and fall asleep at the dinner table.
Yeah, Frank's going to fall asleep.
Or she may not be going
visit.
Home.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. She gets home, it'll be time for breakfast.
There you go. Hey, I'm looking at an accident on eastbound 70. It's just after Lindbergh. It's on the left shoulder, but traffic is jamming up from Highway 270 to just east of Lindbergh. Now, westbound 70, a little bit heavy past the airport. We're stop and go again from St. Charles Rock Road in pockets all the way to the Blanchette Bridge, again from west of Cave Springs to Mid Rivers Mall Drive. We had two accidents. We had one on eastbound 64 just before 141 that was blocking the left lane that had traffic backed up to Chesterfield Parkway West. On westbound 64 just after Chesterfield Parkway West, you had two right lanes blocked, multiple vehicles in that along with a tractor trailer, and traffic was jamming back approaching 141 all the way out through Chesterfield Parkway West. They've cleared an accident that was near Highway K, but you're still slow from the Boone Bridge to west of Highway K. Southbound 55, they've cleared the crash that was just before Butler Hill. Things should be thinning out there. Haven't seen that in a while, but it should all be open now. On eastbound 270, you're jamming up now, approaching McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic's Summer Pretzel Dog is a delicious twist on a summer classic. They took a premium beef hot dog, and then they put it in a soft pretzel bun. You can top yours with melty cheese sauce and bacon or yellow mustard. Try one today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know.
Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day.
What app is that?
The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats.
See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
For more information on the aggressively agile 2013 Acura RDX, visit stlouisacura.com and franklitaacura.com.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Rates are creeping up, and Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the threes.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fee.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate 3.25, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florida Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in the county. We love living in our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Nothing fun to do where you live? Join us. Every fourth Wednesday night this summer, enjoy great street parties in Old Town Florissant. For Wednesday night out, July 31st, visit historic St. Ferdinand Shrine, where St. Philippine Duchesne mentored her friend, pioneer Jesuit Pierre de Smet. Join us for a family movie, ice cream, book signing, square dancing, and more. Every Saturday night this summer, rock on to live concerts in St. Ferdinand Park. Our July concerts feature Ground Floor Fusion and the ever-popular Smash Band. Billy Peek, Boeing, and the famous Butch Wax in the Hollywoods will perform in August. Our strong economic engine is causing tremendous growth in stores and restaurants. They're even building a superstore here without a TIF. Why not make Florissant the place to buy your next car or home? Visit FloristMo.com to learn more about living in the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Ask for your G&W while out and about or visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
Have you been told your diamond jewelry is only worth scrap? Of course, T. Brian Hill, owner of UsedJewelryBuyer.com, pays the highest prices on your old gold and silver. But if you have larger diamonds, antique and estate jewelry, or high-grade watches worth more than scrap, isn't it worth your time to find out its true resale value? Don't sell your good jewelry for scrap. For a professional bid on selling your valuable jewelry, visit T. Brian Hill at UsedJewelryBuyer.com, located on Main Street in St. Charles. Now offering professional written appraisals on your fine jewelry.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Is it leaking? Hi, Stan Lewis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Mike Evans on deck. Brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Not to be confused with any other company. Thompson Price. Look for that word and that name, Price, in the company. ThompsonPrice.com. And here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up.
Now, before you, I'd like to introduce you to somebody. We have a guest in the studio. She's a listener. She wrote us a really interesting email, and she's been with us for a better part of the day. Her name is Holly. Holly, say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Holly.
Yeah, see, see, he always does this. Let me just tell you, I've seen Mike in person. No.
No.
No. He would not be your type.
Hey, Holly.
I'm your type.
Holly.
Yes.
You listen to the, do you listen every day?
I do.
What's the best part of the whole show?
Say Bill Cleveland.
Say Mike Evans. You can just be honest.
Yeah, be honest. What's the best part of the show?
There is no one best part.
Say Mike Evans, make him feel
Mike Evans.
There you go.
It's okay. You can say it. They won't get mad at you.
She just did.
Mike Evans.
What's going on?
Got a pop quiz question in keeping with celebrities and their phobias. What is Jennifer Aniston? What is she afraid of? Other than making good movies.
Oh, good one.
Hey. You did there?
Yeah.
Planes, trains, or automobiles? I'll give you the answer in a minute. Got some movie news. The story was Ryan Gosling had the inside track to be the new Batman, but now Jake Gyllenhaal also is talking about it, and Bradley Cooper also says he'd like to be the new Batman. So it looks like there's going to be a battle to find out who the new Batman is going
either
to be.
Either one would be good.
I think they're all good. Yeah, all three of them. Although Ryan Gosling a little small to be Batman.
Well, not only that, he's gone to the dark side. You know, his movies lately are weird.
Yeah.
That guy's weird.
Latest sports figure to go into movies, L.A. Clipper, Blake Griffin. He's going to co-star with Hilary Duff. Flock of Dudes, that's the name of it. Got a movie review, The Wolverine. Solid movie. Great script, great action, great effects, great acting. The movie opens up with our hero, played by Hugh Jackman, who snaps and gets upset, loses it with these hunters when they kill this bear up in the Yukon. That's when newcomer Rila Fukushima.
Easy. Oh. Careful. Careful.
comes in to his rescue. This Rila Fukushima, this is her first movie. She is fabulous. She steals a lot of the movie. I think we're going to hear a lot about her. Again, Rila Fukushima.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did you see this movie?
Yeah.
I just can't bring myself to go to any movie where a guy turns into some kind of wolf or something. But it's that good.
Oh, it's really good.
Okay. I'll take my wife. She loves Hugh Jackson.
Really good. Rather. Yeah, he, you know, if I was gay, I'd go for him.
Well, wow. I may take Holly here to it, because women like him. I may take her to see it. And if she likes it, then I'll know it'll be okay to take my wife, unless I've already seen it and don't want to take her there.
And Hugh Jackman, talks about he and his wife, they have sex with him wearing all the clothes that he wears and all complete in costume and makeup that he wears in Wolverine.
Does that excite you, Holly?
I haven't seen the outfit, but that surprises me. Hmm.
He looks a lot like a Peon, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Peon and Hugh Jackman, they're identical twins.
Yes, we are.
Best movie of the weekend. It opens up today. Wolverine, it's the best Wolverine so far, too. Rated PG-13, a little long, 143 minutes, 3 stars.
Now, do you need to have seen the other?
No, okay. Not at all.
Okay.
TV review. Would you fall for that? Airs Friday night on ABC. It tries to be like the old Candid Camera, except, would you fall for that? Not entertaining, not interesting, and not funny. The three hosts act like they're ad-libbing the skits, which obviously they are not. It's from the same producers who do the show, What Would You Do?, which is also a hideous show. Have you seen that show?
Yes.
No.
Dumb.
No.
And it's scripted.
It's that John Quinones or whatever his name is. Yeah.
Not good. TV ratings, number one show last week, America's Got Talent. Okay. Number two, little surprise, Under the Dome. Number three, huge surprise. On Monday, I told you that the Disney teen beach movie won Friday night. It beat everybody on Friday night. It came in number three for the week. Beat out 88 other shows, most of them network shows.
And who's the target?
This is on cable.
Who's the target audience for that? Is it a young audience?
Oh, absolutely. It's okay. probably teens to 21.
Okay.
And I have since learned, talking to some of my other stations, where some morning shows told me that they had teenage daughters, that they had sleepovers Friday night to watch it and all kinds. So it's the new thing. It's the 21st century of Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. What were people watching on the cable news outlets? Interesting. The top three stories that were watched the most in the last 30 days on the cable news network stations were number one, want to guess?
Fox.
Huh? No, this is the
show.
Story.
Story.
Oh, the story.
The three biggest stories.
It
has to be Kate and William.
Number one, George Zimmerman.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Number two, believe it or not, the Asiana plane crash in San Francisco.
Hmm.
And number three, the royal baby. A lot of coverage. Not as many people watching.
There's hope.
There is hope. Got a little bit of old bin, taking myself a little old bin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In the last 12 months, on just her perfume sales, not accessories, not jewelry, not shoes, not makeup, just perfume sales, worldwide, Paris Hilton netted $102 million.
Oh, good for her.
She needs it.
Good for her, yeah.
And did you hear Kim Kardashian and Kanye West spent $825,000 for 4 solid gold toilet seats?
Well,
if I had one of those toilet seats, I'd wear it around my neck.
They're putting
a little bit of bling toilet seat around my gold. Why would you spend $825,000 for 4 solid gold toilet seats?
Just because.
They're
idiots.
How they are. Yeah.
How about giving that money to charity or to the homeless? Or
no, that doesn't make
sense. That's stupid, Mike. That sounds stupid.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm
lost my head here. And finally.
Speaking of Paris Hilton, someone better looking who's here in the studio, Holly, her picture is, when will it be up, Peon?
It's up already.
It's up on our Facebook page, a picture Peon just took of me with Holly. It's on our Facebook page. Mike, you want to check it out, facebook.com/AM and the PM.
I can.
All right.
What is Jennifer Aniston afraid of, planes, trains, or automobiles?
Dan.
Oh, man. I'm going to say trains.
Holly?
Planes.
Trains.
I'll go trains.
She has to be sedated when she flies. Pay the lady. Plane.
Wow.
Mike Evans, see ya.
You just waltz in here.
Is she the only one that got it right?
Yeah.
I am.
Wow. You waltz in here and take over.
Man.
That's crap.
You know, you got a good laugh. You got like a smoker's laugh, and you're not a smoker. You got that kind of husky, pick-me-up-at-the-bar type laugh.
I do?
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's good. You also have a very kind of, like even just when I said I do, it's very sexy. Not that that matters. Not that that matters to us.
You guys want us to get out of here?
We don't. As a matter of fact, yeah. No, we don't go for any of that. That's why I'm saying you might want to back that off a little bit, the sexy stuff, because we don't like it, because we're attached to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, dial it back, lady.
Yeah, we're strongly
Stop
attached.
Stop hitting on us.
So, so you won the Mike Evans Bob Quiz thing. It's another trip to the rewards room.
Wow.
You're
going
to be loaded down with rewards today. Do you know what a meanies is?
I do.
What is it?
It's in the valley, and they sell...
now, you got to get a little closer and talk a little louder. There you go.
They sell handmade rugs and... pool tables, video games.
She's got it. She's got it.
And Jaffe Lighting.
Oh, wow.
They sell handmade rugs and machine-made rugs. All kinds of rugs. Do you have any hardwood floors or tile rooms of your house with their tile? Or yeah, that's where people like that. It's funny. They don't want carpeting, but they cover the hard floor with a rug. And a lot of times, almost the whole floor with a rug. They do have handmade rugs, and they have machine-made rugs. They don't have any junk rugs. You have to go to, and I won't name the stores, but there are stores that sell that stuff. Now, do you have a pool table at your house?
I do not.
What do you think a good pool table costs?
Whew.
Just take it. I mean, you can't, there's no wrong answer.
$3,000.
See, that a lot of people think that. That would be a nice pool table. How about a pool table for about $1,200? A very nice pool table. They have them, and they have them all the way up to $30,000 or $40,000. And everything in between, but no junk. All their pool tables are, you know how pool tables are made? You know what the surface of a pool table is? It's slate. It's three pieces of slate put together, and then sort of that little crack between the slate pieces, they have a substance they put in to make it perfectly smooth, then they stretch felt over it. That's a real pool table, a slate pool table. That's what they sell.
Did not know that.
Well, now you do. You're going to learn a lot by being around us. Jukebox. You like jukeboxes?
Jukeboxes are fun.
Jukeboxes are fun, and they're even more fun now when you see the ones at a Meanies. Now, let's talk about patio furniture. You have a patio or a deck or something?
Both.
Does it have furniture?
We do have some furniture, but we need some on the deck.
You need some on the deck. You can buy two kinds of furniture, junk patio furniture or the patio furniture a Meanies sells. And did you also know that from spring to fall, that is the single they sell more patio furniture than anything else. They take in more sales of patio furniture than anything. With all that other stuff at the Meanies, people know they can go there and get patio furniture that they're not going to have to replace for a long, long time. It is an incredible place. There is not another store like it. It is a Meanies. It's in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. A Meanies, A-M-I-N-I-S, Meanies.com.
Let's get another look at traffic and head up airborne with Tim Weiland.
Hi, Dan. Boy, things have really been a mess this evening. First of all, let's start with westbound 64. I'm still looking at stop-and-go traffic from near Kings Highway to McCausland. And then it's open all the way out until 141. And you still have that solid jam from 141 out through Chesterfield Parkway West. Now they just have two left lanes open. You had about a multi-vehicle. It's about eight vehicles, including a tractor trailer that was involved in a crash there. So that's why you've got that mess. They did have everything off to the shoulder, and they look like they may be trying to clear that thing up within the next 10 or 15 minutes. Now, coming in on eastbound 64, you're jammed solid from Boone's Crossing to 141. That accident that was blocking the left lane, one car has been towed away. The other one's been pushed off to the right shoulder, so all the lanes are open there. So Boone's Crossing up to 141 is bumper to bumper. Then you get an opening, and then from Highway 270 to 170, you've got the same thing, stop-and-go pockets. And that was due to a stall that was blocking the left lane under the flyover ramp. That's been also moved. Southbound 270, stop-and-go from Olive down through Ladue, and then you get an opening, and then from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry, stop-and-go. Eastbound 270 is slowing now midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And on southbound 170, things have cleared out there. Everything looks well from Olive down through 64. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone, for any time. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs like the Black Forest Ham, plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle. Puck by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks a tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. Did you know Chevrolet has three models that get over 40 miles per gallon and 11 models that get over 30? Or that Chevrolet is the number one selling nameplate in St. Louis? It's just another example of a great American car built by a great American company. At Weber Chevrolet, we sell more Chevrolets than anyone in mid-America. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like an 013 Base Cruise for just $14.9, an 013 LS Malibu for just $17.9, or an 013 LS Equinox for just $21.9. All prices are after dealer discount and contain factory rebates. Other dealers do anything possible to avoid selling cars for their advertised price. Our prices are real. There are no gimmicks. Everyone qualifies for the advertised price. We also have huge discounts on Silverado and Volt available to everyone. Finally, July is the last month in our $100 per car donation to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Help us break our record for the MDA. It's only at Weber Chevrolet, Granite City, Columbia, Illinois, or Creve Coeur, or WeberChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, San Luis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF, or LaneHouseConstruction.com.
Holly, I just remembered earlier today my car broke down. Can you take me home?
Sure.
Good answer. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I got a feeling you may come back. That doesn't mean anything, except that you may come back. Holly Meyer, her picture, and with me, I'm the ugly one, is on our Facebook page. And so is the information about how to get a hold of Julie to go on our trip with us. So check that out, too. Thank you for being with us. I'm on assignment tomorrow. Be nice, as you always are, to Paul Harris. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody. It is 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
George Zimmerman got away with murder.
We identify her as...